kind of quote. And I said, yeah, it's you know, the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. He said, yeah, that's the one. So he puts it in there. Then he calls me back and he says, have you ever done a business wheel? And I said, yeah, all the time at our business conference. So we start working on that. This assessment that we use in the Inner Circle, we put into the Born to Win book. So I got to help Tom Ziegler with the last chapter of Zig Ziglar's very last book. So then he texts me a few months later, and he says, Howard, we were talking about you today. He said, Dad can't go out and speak anymore, and we worked with this consultant to figure out how we need to move forward in our business, and we feel like we need to be in small business coaching, and would you be willing to work with us? Would I be willing to work with you? What do you think I said? I was like, well, let me get my people to get with your people. And, you know, well, I was like, no, wait a minute. You know you called Howard Partridge, right? I just want to make sure we got the right person. This relationship has not only been beneficial to both of us, our businesses, but it's been life-changing for both of us and a whole bunch more people. I'm connected to a whole other community now with all the Ziegler Legacy certified trainers. There's 160 or so of those people, whole other community. I got to be the first one. Wow. All from following this simple philosophy. Zig's philosophy, right? You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. What do your referral sources want? Did the same thing with restaurantowner.com. Now, the lesson behind that particular one is they wanted to have a lot of ownership in the program, and we just didn't implement it the right way, and so we're currently not working together, and we're trying to figure out how to help them. Wasn't bad, it just was that they wanted to be so much a part of it. We're like, you don't have to do that. We'll do it for you. But they want to be so much a part of it that their people would come just to see them. Who are these Inner Circle people, you know? And then they were like, well, this is a lot of work. And I was like, yes, let us do the work. And so we just never could get on the same page. But for, I don't know, about a year, we worked with them. And so the thing is that anybody who's working with your target market, providing a different service, can be a possible joint venture arrangement for you. These six different arrangements right there are responsible for who knows how many millions of dollars right there. But the only way that you're going to get there is spend time building that relationship with them. Discover what their need is. Offer to help them. Serve them. Propose a solution to those problems. Go speak for them. Offer a free trial offer. One of the easy things that you can do is offer to send your free trial offer out to their list. Pay for the mailer. Set up an email program for them. Help their people. For example, those of you that are in the cleaning and restoration, several of my clients have done a joint venture mailer. Okay, like we have a letter. We haven't used it in a long time. We need to use it. We got all these strategies we don't even use anymore. But check this out. It's a warranty letter that goes out to people who bought carpet within the last 2 years from that flooring company. It's in their letterhead. On their letterhead, and it says on the outside of the envelope, important information about your flooring warranty. You open it up, it says cleaning and professional care is required, yada, yada, yada. Here's who we recommend. Here's five things that set them apart. And by the way, you can try them for free. Okay? Is it Jordan, right? Spencer. Spencer, that's right. Do you have a brother named Jordan? Okay, so Spencer. So you guys' business, like veterinarians, could send out a letter like that for you guys.